Mini-episode 1024 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with my fellow FDH Lounge original dignitary Chris Galloway. We are taking a look at the 2018 NFL division by division. We've got the NFC North right here. My predictions from Fantasy Football Draftology 2018, a little bit dated because this is going into preseason. In many instances, I stand by my picks. There's one that I might want to revise upwards here. But in looking at this, I've got Minnesota hanging on to win the division again this year at 11-5. It's weird because a year ago I picked Green Bay to win the Super Bowl, and I have a lot of the same reasoning in my mind, which is that I would not compare Aaron Rodgers personally to Sid Crosby because I loathe Sid Crosby, but kind of the same kind of thing that the last couple of years. I thought the Penguins were due to win again at some point just because Crosby's not going to retire with just one championship. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. He's on that career arc where you know he's going to get more than one, and the clock is going to be starting to tick here at a certain point. I don't think it's necessarily going to be this year. I got him making it in the playoffs, though, at 11-5 with Minnesota. I've got Chicago at 6-10, Detroit at 6-10. If I was going to revise one of those two upwards, it would be Chicago. Still got questions about how quickly Trubisky can get things going there, a new system that he's got. But Allen Robinson, a guy that I really wanted the Browns to desperately go after, he is going to help an awful lot. Last-minute breaking news of Khalil Mack joining this defense. So Chicago, I would probably revise upwards from there. But I think it's the same two-team battle in the NFC North that it's been for a long time, Chris, I think, between Green Bay and Minnesota.
Well, you recall last year I was big on the Vikings, and I picked them to win this division, and they did so. So, hooray for a team finally proving me right once. Something about a blind squirrel. I'm with you. I like the Vikings again. Listen, they upgraded their quarterback position. Kirk Cousins has made a lot of money being an above average, slightly above average quarterback. It's unbelievable. But, you know, listen, he is a solid veteran at this point. He knows the game. They've got a lot more weapons than he's ever had. And I love their run game. And with Dalvin Cook back healthy, which they ended up not having all last year. And so I really like the Vikings. I mean, they're going to win this division. I think second place is the Packers because of Aaron Rodgers. They've improved that roster a little bit this offseason. Not much, but a little. But as we've seen through the years, and I made the argument going into last year, that the Packers roster and the Browns roster were about equal in talent. The only difference was Aaron Rodgers. That he's that good that he elevates an otherwise below average roster, and he's the world's largest Band-Aid. And I think that was proven when the Packers played the Browns last year without Aaron Rodgers. And it went to overtime. I mean, they were so evenly matched, it wasn't even funny. But I think Aaron Rodgers is, again, the difference. He's all world. But I think even he can only get that team to only, you know, just a one game behind the Vikings in that division. They go into the playoffs. They're dangerous. Aaron Rodgers is always dangerous in the playoffs. I've got the Bears. I like Mitch Trubisky. I know. UNC Homer guy. By the way, Mitch Trubisky, Concord. He came from Concord. His parents live in Concord.
That's right.
Everybody likes to say, oh, Mitch Trubisky from Mentor. He's not from Mentor. He grew up in Concord.
Well, okay.
He did.
Claim that one.
He played at Mentor because he's in the Mentor School District, but he was, you know, he's actually a Concord boy. So, I mean, come on. A Concord boy goes and plays at UNC. You know I'm going to like him, right?
Sure. That's the combo.
So I admit to being a total homer when it comes to Mitchell Trubisky. The only thing I will say is that you know, they've improved that roster a bunch. Khalil Mack, I mean, listen, you go and you get a Hall of Famer, and yeah, you give up some draft picks. It just shows you the love of the league with draft picks versus actual players, right?
Right.
You know what? I mean, listen, I was like, I was like, listen, the Browns go two ones, do it. Make the offer. Take them. Get them. You know, Khalil Mack is, you know, you put him with Myles Garrett. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Now have the pressure that Greg Williams, you know, has wet dreams about at night.
Yep.
You and I could play secondary if those guys coming off the
pretty
edge.
Much.
If they come in into the Browns, like, yeah, the Browns gave them, you know, two number ones, you know, straight up, like, I'd have been like, good move, just do it.
Right.
Because you don't know at the end of the day what those picks are going to be. One may be good, one may be a bust, right? But you got a Hall of Famer. So, you know, kudos to the Bears for pulling the trigger. Ryan Pace having the stones to just do it.
Right.
And then the ownership to, you know, turn around and write that $100 million check the next day. And I think he's going to be huge. Not in the first few games. He's got to learn the defense. He's got to fit in. But he's going to be huge for them. That's going to be transformative going forward in that division. So I like them to kind of improve. I'm thinking sort of 7-9-ish. I know the McVay thing last year, people are all excited, you know, with the new coaches and you know, all the young coaches. Can be just like L.A.? No, it's not. That was a once-in-a-generation lightning-in-a-bottle situation with McVay.
Right.
Let's not fool ourselves into thinking that's the new norm.
Right.
The Bears are going to get better. Trubisky's going to get better. That team has gotten better. They're going to be 7-9 competitive. They're going to just miss the playoffs, but next year, watch out. Lastly, the Lions. You got Matt Stafford, I guess. What we have? That is a 5-11 team, just written all over it. There's not much I like about them. Running game, perhaps. They don't have enough. They're that team, like you mentioned earlier in one of our other divisions. You think you're talking about the Dolphins, where
yep.
They've got, you know, a couple of players, and you're like, wow. And then they have that game where Stafford will throw for 500 yards, and they're like, wow. And then they'll lose four in a row.
Yep.
I don't believe in the Lions. You know, maybe in time, Matt Patricia can turn that around. His time in Detroit has not started well. You know, that whole cloud over, you know, when he was in South Texas in college and those rape allegations,
right,
and charges that came out of nowhere. I mean, that seems like that has just absolutely just submarined that franchise. I don't get a good feel about it. I just don't know. I don't see them going anywhere but 5-11 this year.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. And that's the thing, too. I'm very interested that you pointed out the comparison with Miami. Again, the Ndamukong Suh club, the two teams that he's played for thus far, that, yeah, stars and scrubs, but both teams a little lighter on stars than we've been used to seeing them in 2018. That's definitely the case there. As far as Trubisky goes, I can't blame you for homering for him. We mentioned in a previous segment here and talking about Jamie Meter. If I may paraphrase the great Paul Heyman, Jamie Meter is the man who put the one in 31-1 by blocking that field goal against the then San Diego Chargers for the Browns. And that's a thing where, in looking at it, again, Jamie Meter from my alma mater, Valley Forge High School, and as a matter of fact, judging by the last name, I don't know what the relation would be, uncle or whatever. I probably sat in homeroom with one of his close relatives back in the day, because there was a dude named Meter back in the day at Valley Forge, spelled his name the same way. So I understand clinging to guys from your school. Not going to judge you for that, but it's a thing with Minnesota. My last point on the division is this, that this year we instituted the FDH UQB system, the ultimate quantitative baseline, same as we've been doing for fantasy, but any number of metrics from the previous year, and then we added in some off-season metrics as well to this. Minnesota graded out, and again, this is one of these things where you're adding up rankings, right? So the lowest numbers, the best. Minnesota at 99, the best in the league. Tied for second behind them, Pittsburgh and New Orleans at 141. That's why Minnesota's my pick in the division and my pick to go very far this year, is when I just look at it on paper, and I'm basically just going to defer to this. On paper, everything that they have done in the last 12 months has just been perfect. I'm going to keep riding it.
Smart man. Go Vikes.
Go Vikes. That's how I see it playing out. in the NFC North.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.